The recording has started.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is Wednesday, December 31st, 2014. You have me, Catherine? Okay.
Yes, hi, Meg. It's Catherine.
Okay.
Sorry
just
about that.
Gonna double check.
We're not used to being in the same room.
Well, then let me finish in due course, so we'll set the program up well.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone. Happy New Year. Tonight, we have a wonderful program set up for a special wish for New Year's. We have our channel, Dr. Catherine May. We also have special guests, Sananda, Archangel Michael, and our beloved Ashtar as our visitors for tonight, to bring us a special message from our galactic friends. This is your co-host, Meg Davis, and I am so happy to say I'm calling in from High Falls, New York, sitting right across from Catherine and our wonderful friend. And here is Catherine. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Meg. Thank you. I think it might not work with us in the same room, so we should maybe share the same phone. Hi, everybody. Well, I hope you like that old lang syne. Doesn't that make you feel nostalgic? And what a happy time. We have such a treat. Sananda, Ashtar, and Archangel Michael. But another special treat. We are practicing channeling here tonight because we've just had a fabulous day. I want to mention our beloved Noev gave us all, now we have the whole crew here, there are about 18 of us or so, and our Noev, with her friend Christine, gave us the most beautiful gift for Christmas. She had Christine write down what she was channeling, and she channeled a message from every single person's twin flame. And Christine wrote it down, and we each got a card with a message from our twin flame. And it was astonishing. So this may be my last year channeling because she's going to be sick really soon. And I think she'll be taking over this job as soon as I can teach her how to use the panel.
Did everybody catch how old Noev is? This is important.
Yes, she's almost six. She'll be six this month, this coming month. So it was quite a kick to hear these very personal, very clear messages and unmistakable messages from each person's twin flame. So we're kind of blown away here with the end of an era where we have new channelers coming in all the time, but never thought it would be the six-year-old who'd be so talented at this. So tonight we have Sananda and Ashtar and Archangel Michael. Well, I'll channel Sananda, and then we have someone special to channel Ashtar and someone else very special to channel Archangel Michael. So the gang's all here, and we are surrounded by light beings and laughter and goodwill coming in every possible direction. So hold on to your seats, folks, and let's see what our friends have to say. So, Meg, I'd like to invite you to come back in the room so you can join us.
Do you think our phones will be okay?
I think I'll just let you share my phone.
Okay.
And that way
I'm
we can
hang
all
up
be
on
in
this
the same.
One, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
We'll all be in the same room together. That's better. Meg shouldn't be, you know, sent off into some other room. Okay. So, we should probably introduce ourselves for the new people. I'm going to let Meg start the introductions, and then I'll tell you a little bit about her and about everybody here. So, here you go, Meg.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to introduce Dr. Catherine May. Her website, for those new listeners tonight, is whoneedslight.org. Where she has, hello, Che, our beloved pet friend, who has amazing channelings from Mother, Father, God, new scriptures from Sananda, many other messages from our friends and ascended masters, and especially highlighting her wonderful book that was written over a 20-year period, Who Needs Light, which Mother God has called The Manual for Ascension. I highly recommend it. It's meant the world to me and my own personal growth. For anyone who needs any information about health issues, I'll give you my Facebook page, is Wisdom Within - Meg Davis. For any health issues, please just contact me. I'm happy to help you in any way. And then I'll pass it over to Catherine.
Thank you, Meg. This is a little different tonight because we have a whole room full of folks and pets and everybody here smiling and having a good time. So you don't mind a little audience, I'm sure. So this was Che who just came in, my little pet chihuahua. It's a gathering of the family of light. That's right, Gabriella said. This is for sure the family of light. We all gather together to make plans, to stir up some really powerful light energy. And I'm not going to tell everything that we've been doing. I couldn't possibly anyway. But aside from having a lot of fun and laughing a lot, we've called in the masters and we've been working ourselves to raise the vibration here. And we have created a pillar of light that is just astronomical, you might say. So, this is not going to be a long call because, of course, New Year's Eve, everyone's partying and wants to get back to their friends. But let's see what our beloved masters and twin flames have to say. So I'll start with bringing Sananda in and see what he wants to tell us about. And then Ashtar and Archangel Michael will come in sort of alphabetical order. And see what they want to bring to us. I don't see our Ashtar channeler. Is she here? Oh, there she is. Okay, great. We will remain anonymous, those of us who are channeling. We'll just bring in the ones who want to speak. So let's begin with Sananda and see what he wants to say. All right, Sananda, come on in and let's talk to the people. Yes, greetings and Happy New Year, all. And what a beautiful time it is for us. Up here, we've been on the ships watching your celebration, and you know it's a beautiful time of year. We can see the Christmas lights. We can see the celebrations. And there are places around the globe where we see fireworks, and we see the Christmas lights all lighted up in the most beautiful way. It's not like any other time of year. So I want to say Happy New Year to all of you and wish you all the most beautiful, astonishingly wonderful year to come. You are going to be amazed. Now, I know everyone thought that 2012 was going to bring in the most amazing year ever, and 2013 was going to bring in the most wonderful year ever. And now, here we are, almost at 2015, and when you look back, isn't it true that you're amazed at the things that have actually happened? Look what's just happened in the last week or two. No more war in Afghanistan. The organization of countries from the east to the west, all kinds of new agreements and new arrangements and new cooperation just bursting out all over the planet. Now, it may not all be in the U.S. It may not all be what you expected, because every day there's a new surprise. This country is reaching out to that country, and new agreements, new relationships everywhere. And you know what that means. As soon as people start to trade with one another and they open their borders and they begin to appreciate the workmanship, the lovely quality of products and things that come from all around the world, it's a wonderful thing to see. And people begin to think, oh, well, it'd be interesting to go see those folks, wouldn't it? How comfortable it would be to travel now that the borders are opening up, now that there are new arrangements and agreements. Wouldn't it be interesting to go see some of these beautiful places? This is what's happening all across the world. Now, let me ask. We have some people on the start meeting call. And let me just ask that we make an arrangement here so that the sound won't carry. There. Thank you, Mick. So it's something wonderful to look forward to, and this is just the beginning. Just the beginning of an opening of doorways, of relationships, of new beginnings. And speaking of new beginnings, as these new feelings of cooperation and peace begin to spread across the planet, your closest galactic neighbor, and no, it is not the moon, it's not Mars, it's not Betelgeuse. It's not the Andromeda Galaxy. It is inner Earth. It is our beloved friends, the Agarthans. Now, how long it will take to open the doors and allow a complete interaction, complete embrace between those of you on the surface and those in inner Earth, well, it's just a matter of short days and high hopes. The Agarthans are so eager to begin the new relationship with their brothers and sisters on the surface. And think of it. You'll be able to meet your galactic brothers and sisters, and you won't even need a spaceship. And neither will they. So plans are afoot for that to happen. During this year, yes. But of course, the sooner the better. We're eager to help arrange that connection so all of you can embrace your galactic brothers and sisters. Now, what a fun time we're going to have tonight. My brothers, Ashtar and Archangel Michael, are here. And they're always fun, but such a glorious time to be meeting on New Year's Eve, your New Year's Eve, of course. We don't celebrate quite the same in the galactic ships, on the New Jerusalem. In fact, we celebrate everything. We even celebrated Christmas, but we celebrate birthdays, we celebrate the sun rising in the distance. We celebrate the stars that shine. We celebrate the new phases of your moon. From your perspective, of course, things look very different to us. But we're always glad to celebrate with you. Pardon me. There's been a lot of singing going on here, so I think Catherine may be losing her voice. And a certain amount of shouting and cheering as well. So, I'll let my brothers come in and give you a little information. A little, if you would. What you've been up to. So that people can know. I want you to know, I'll give you my little piece here. We have been working very hard. Now, I know you think we just party all the time, and we're just laughing and carrying on and spying on you. No, this is not what we're doing at all. We're really working very hard. We've had a lot of meetings. Yes, we have meetings too. We've been putting our heads together, agreeing unanimously, as we always do, every step of the way, to find clever ways to help you, to find gentle and unobtrusive ways to help you to grow, to expand the light on your planet, to help each one of you individually, to raise your vibration, the smile in your heart, to experience the sense of hope and pleasure and cheerful expectation as we move step by step forward. I know some of you think this is taking forever and the things that are unfolding are just so tedious and it will never happen. Oh, no, I assure you, everything is moving. Everything. But, of course, you can't see the size of the universe from where you are. But I want you to know that your light, your planet, all of humanity is evolving, changing, moving, and what a delight it is to see. And so every day, we make our designs, we gather together, we think of ways that we can give you a little nudge, a little backup, a little help. And if we give a little help to every single person on the planet, do you know how things are going to change? It is changing. Can't you feel it in your heart? Can you feel the little ripples of happiness, of sweetness and expectation? That, beloved ones, is us tickling you. We get a kick out of playing tricks on you sometimes, little jokes. But they're funny little things. And if you're paying attention, you will begin to see how funny life can actually be. We like that. We love to hear you laugh. We love to see you burst into song as you're doing your dishes or as you're stirring the pot and getting ready for dinner and pouring your love into the food. We love to see that. And the aromas between Christmas and New Year's. Every bakery on the planet is turning out beautiful breads and cakes and pastries. And you know the aroma of baking bread. Well, even we enjoy that. So it's fun for us to see you celebrating. We join in when your hearts are lifted, when you sing together. Oh, how we love to hear the chorus. When you sing together, it lifts our hearts as well. And so, speaking of singing, Archangel Michael is really quite a musician and very much involved with the angel chorus. And, of course, Ashtar. Well, he's quite an admirer of the beautiful talents in the higher realms and there on Earth. Now, who would like to come first? Who'd like to talk with us first? We have some friends here who will be willing to bring their friends. And Archangel Michael is going to come first. All right. May I introduce you? This is our friend Christine. She's going to channel Archangel Michael. And I know she's been talking to him earlier. She's already prepped. It's not fair. I never let Catherine know what we're going to talk about. But they've been conspiring this afternoon. Here she is. Dear Christine, let's hear Archangel Michael through Christine.
Hello, I am Michael. I bring you peace. Hear this. The days of struggle are coming to an end quickly now. Family of Light, I bring you this surprise. As I merge now with my beloved twin flame, we form a mighty pillar of blazing light. We invite you to do the same right now. Ignite the pillar of light that shines through the center of your being. Anchor this pillar of light into the heart of Earth. Let your heart fill with love. Connect this love and light with the center of your brain. Here you will find a surprise. Your own blue diamond is activating now. See it gleaming. This sparkling center of peace and radiance that is your own beacon. It is the beacon that is now activating, showing that you are a portal of light and peace. Ask your higher self and your own twin flame to merge with you now and any moment to come to enhance the emanation of light you are. Together, we are the peace on earth. I am Michael. It is pure ecstasy and joy to come together with you and my beloved to fulfill our role. During this new year, all will become easier, lighter. Choose peace in all you think, feel, say, and do. Call on me any moment. I am by your side. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, thank you. That was a lovely message. Okay, I'm Sananda, and I'm passing this talking instrument on to my friend Ashtar through his dear friend. May I introduce you? His beloved Marlene.
Greetings, everyone. I'm your Ashtar, and my twin flame is standing right beside me, and I would like to thank my brothers and their twin flames, Sananda and Archangel Michael. We're thrilled to be with you tonight, as we always are. I don't get to speak to you as often as my brothers do. However, I would like to speak tonight on behalf of all your galactic brothers and sisters of our precious Federation of Galactic Light. We're all together, and yes, we have started our party up here. My beloved today spent a bit of time baking what you call a fruit cake. Not the fruit cake that you eat on Earth, but fruit cake that includes cherries of all colors that have the taste is angel. And together, we would like to offer our fruitcake to you for the coming of a new year. Please accept our love. We know that you have together, all of you, worked very hard, connected with us, and spoke with us. Our hearts are open to you, always. 2014 has been a year of light, of precious time that we worked together side by side. And 2015 will bring in the continuation of what together we manifested in 2014. Now, we still need your help. We need you on board with us. And together with our beloved Agarthans, Inner Earth brothers and sisters, we are paving the way for all of us to connect as one. We love you without end. And may I have this opportunity again to speak with you shortly. I love you. We love you. I am your Ashtar.
This is Catherine. Thank you so much, Ashtar and Archangel Michael. What fun to hear from
these beloved brothers that, as we know, have such important responsibilities and such wide-ranging ones. They don't really hint in their messages to us just how expansive their vision is, just how ambitious the program is that they're all taking part in. But if you're watching closely and if you're paying attention to the way the vibrations are changing, you will know that we are not doing this alone. It is really a thrilling thing to see all of us joining with all of them. My heart is just touched to hear these beautiful people channeling. And it's such a thrill to me to listen. I get to be the one to listen. So this was really, really fun for me too. So let's call on Sananda again. And let him come back and give us a little prelude to what we have to look forward to and what perhaps what these radio shows may entail in the coming months. This is Catherine, of course, and we're sort of playing it by ear. We go week to week here. Just take our instructions and run with it, whatever they suggest to us. I have a feeling things are going to be changing. I think we're going to be reaching out even more. And we also wanted to offer to let people call in and make their comments or ask their questions. I did mention that in the announcement. So before we go on to hear more from Sananda, let's see if there are some folks who would like to talk with us. Here's one, area code 253. And the last numbers are 0109. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Catherine?
Hi. Give us your first name and where you're calling from.
My name is Brenda, and I'm calling from Asheville, Massachusetts.
Hi, Brenda.
How are you?
We're great.
It's so good to talk to you. Wonderful.
Oh, it's
to hear your voice.
Yes. Do you have a comment or a question?
Well, I thought perhaps there was a question that I can speak to and ask Sananda. I don't know if I'm able to do that, but is that a possibility?
Sure. I'll call him in, and he can answer your question, I think.
Wonderful. Thank you.
But yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Sananda.
Hello, my dear. And what
How
is your
you?
Question?
My
Happy
question
New
is
Year.
It's such an honor to speak to you, and Happy New Year to you as well. I feel a very high vibration that there's a connection between you and I. And I wanted to ask you if there was a possibility that I know that you stated about our twin flames that perhaps were in the higher dimension, but I have a feeling that my twin flame is here with me now, and I wanted to just touch base with you and see if I can get some clarification on that.
Oh, yes, my dear. It is the time now for all of those on Earth to begin to open their hearts and make contact with their twin flames. And yes, your loving twin is reaching out to you. It is a time that we have suggested to all that those here on the surface begin to reach. It feels like reaching upward to make contact with the one who is your beloved. It takes a little patience, but you feel your twin flame there. You feel his presence. And yes, indeed, he is there with you.
of course, at the same time. He is here with us as well, and we see his smile to recognize, to feel that you are recognizing his energy. It's a delight for those of us in the higher dimensions when we see that our partners on the ground begin to feel our presence. It's a wonderful thing for us. And so,
absolutely.
Yes, in fact, he's high-fiving with his friends. and celebrating that you have reached to him.
Yeah.
So indeed, continue to speak with your twin flame. He's delighted to hear from you.
Well, thank you so much. It's such an honor to speak to you. And finally, I was looking forward to it.
Oh, well, thank you for calling. And enjoy your ongoing, endless conversation with your loving twin flame. And
absolutely.
Thank you for your question.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, dear.
Thank you.
Now, dear Meg, we have someone else. 954 is the number. 7930. Hello. Hello, who's here?
Hi, it's Nadine.
Hello. Nadine.
Hi,
is that...
Yes,
is that
doing?
Nadine? Well,
Happy
hello, dear. Let us hear from you.
Happy New Year. I would like to hear from Saint Germain. I miss him.
Oh, well, all right. I'll try not to be insulted.
No. I miss him.
I'm joking with you, of course.
Like you, Sananda, but I want Saint Germain.
You want Saint Germain? Well, you should have Saint Germain then. Okay.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
Will you please call in Saint Germain?
I want to hear from Saint Germain. I know a lot of people want to hear from him too.
You know, everybody else, everyone wants to hear from him. You're right. Hang on a minute. Here he comes. I sent Michael to call on him. He's here.
Thank you. Let's fire.
He's here. Hang on a minute. Now, I have to turn over the call to Catherine, who can then channel Saint Germain. Or I suppose I could channel. And couldn't I?
Why not?
No, I'll let him speak for himself. Okay, here we go. Let's turn this talking stick over to Saint Germain.
Thank you very much. Make my day.
Oh, Nadine. Hello, it's Saint Germain.
Hello, Saint Germain. Oh,
how are you, dear?
I want you to come out of the closet.
Oh, you remembered our joke. Oh, I am out of the closet. But I am still not telling any dates. You understand that, my dear? Yes.
We can feel it. We believe. We trust you. We believe. We can be patient and wait.
Ah, beautiful lady. You speak for many with such joy. Thank you for calling me in.
Thank you very much for coming tonight. 2014, 2015, going to be different. We're so happy. We can feel it.
We can feel it. You bet we can.
Yes.
So, what are your hopes and dreams, dear Nadine?
My hope and dreams is peace on earth. We want peace, love. And a lot of joy. We want to be dancing in the street.
Peace, love, and dancing in the streets. Yes, indeed.
Yes, a lot of joy.
Yes.
A lot of joy. That's all we
here
want.
Sign me up.
Yes.
We're doing it. We've started already.
Yes, here. Because we want all those people that working so hard to at least take a break, because, you know, some people working so hard and don't have no money and just don't have time to be with their children, too. So we just praying they can have peace and be with their family, their loved one.
Yes. It is a
Thank you very much.
To think about those things and to make those things possible. Our hearts are filled with joy with those who are together and are celebrating together and appreciating one another. Whether they are blessed with riches at the moment or not, the sense of joy of being together, the friendship that is ignited this time of year by the wonderful spirit of the holidays.
And everybody in the street are being nice, so nice too, you know. People getting, you know, I can feel it. People are being so nice.
Yes, yes. Like you, beloved Nadine, your voice warms our heart, all of us.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm happy, I'm so proud. I feel like crying now.
Oh, don't cry, dear. No, you'll make us all tear up. No, indeed, we're going to dance. Do you have some favorite music ready to play? As soon as we finish our call here, we should all be playing some wonderful music and waltzing around the house. Grab your favorite pet or your hubby or your best friend or your child and waltz around the house and sing New Year's songs.
Yes,
That's what we'll be doing on the ship.
I know you're working very hard, Benjamin. I know you are working hard. I can hear.
Oh, you bet we are. We are.
But we trust you. We trust Anne and Dad. We trust Mother Mary, Father God. We trust all of you, so we know everything is going to be fine. It is done.
Oh, bless you, Nadine. You speak for all of us.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling in. The joy in your voice. Lifting all our hearts.
Thank you. Thank you, Gabriela and Catherine, Meg, and the big family. We have that big family. So happy.
Oh, Nadine, this is Meg. Oh, my beloved. Thank you so
much. I'm so happy. So happy tonight.
Oh, we are just overjoyed with your beautiful words. You speak for all of us. Thank you, Nadine. Happiest New Year.
Peace, love, light. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes. We love you, Nadine. Thank you. Happy
thank
New
you
Year.
Okay,
yes. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Oh, doesn't that just say it all, everyone? Oh, Nadine, thank you. What a perfect call. Thank you to our beloved channels tonight, Ashtar, Michael, Sananda. Thank you all for being here tonight. We'll have a last word with Catherine. Thank you.
I'm going to ask Sananda to have the last word. Yes, beloved ones, of course, we're all rejoicing at hearing your happy voices. We reach out to you. We send our love. We only ask that you accept it. We only ask that you feel this love that we're sending to you, that we're rejoicing in our hearts to make this contact with you. It has been a wonderful year. How many times have we talked to you now? Father God, Michael, all the masters who've come through to talk with you. There are now hundreds of archives of all of us speaking with you. Many of those will remain timeless because we come here to connect with you, to show you we are you. We are with you. We are not just beside you. You are with us. We are with you. We are one. So many of you don't yet have the memories don't yet have the waking awareness that you're here with us in the ships, so many of you serving on the councils, so many of you in your dream time, coming here to help us, coming here to be part of our councils, part of the decisions. You, beloved ones, are equal partners. We are not the ones who are making things happen here. We work together. Thank you, Meg. Mm-hmm. She's running the board here and making sure everything works out right. So, you see, you have always thought of us up here in higher dimensions as if we're up in the sky, far away, making up rules and regulations and making things happen down there. Especially Father God and Creator, you think of them as the ones who impose things on planet Earth. Well, we've talked with you all year about this. I sent you my new scriptures to help clarify this kind of thing. Father God sent all those messages, hundreds and hundreds of messages. And all of us have been telling you, we do not impose. We do not direct. Things are not predestined here. You have complete free will. And whatever is planned by the company of heaven must be enacted by all of you. Whatever you plan when you come here to meet in our councils, whatever information you bring us, what you offer in terms of suggestions and ideas and plans, oh yes, we have had far-reaching plans. Sometimes we have to revise them moment by moment, and you must help us with that. We don't do anything without you, without your feedback, without your hard work. And we have learned now, in recent weeks even, with permission of Creator, we have developed a wonderful rhythm with you. You might even think of it as the vision of us marching in lockstep with you. Although that sounds a bit military, let's think of it as one of those games where you put your feet in a paper bag and you run together and you have to be in perfect rhythm in order for it to work right. It's a little more like that. A three-legged race. Thank you, Meg. We're running a three-legged race with you. How do you like that image? It's fun, isn't it? But that is what it feels like. Because we cannot do anything without an arm around your waist and without you reaching in the same direction as we are. And now we're running. We really are running with you. Things are happening like the wind. And picture it, every one of us running with every one of you, joyfully, gleefully, running like the wind to create the beautiful new world that is to come. You can feel it, it's already coming. It's already here. You'll see things out of the corner of your eye. You see the ships. You see your Garth and friends. Go out for a walk when it's quiet. Watch. Listen. Look up at the stars at night. See the ships up here twinkling. We flash red, green, yellow lights. You'll see us signaling you. Shine your flashlight up at us, blink at us, and we'll blink back. Yes, we're closer and closer all the time. with that beautiful image in your mind, when you go to sleep tonight, after the bells sound 12 o'clock wherever you are, when you go to sleep tonight, send your love. Put it on a moonbeam and send it to us. You will feel us receive it, and we'll send you back a blast of light and love, and you'll be surprised how quickly it comes back. Because if you're sending it to your twin flame, they're right there with you. You know, there is no time delay when you send love. You can send your love thousands of miles, and there is no delay. It's received instantly. So when you send us a message, we feel it. We feel it in our hearts, just as you do. We feel a chill of pleasure, a thrill. That's what you feel, isn't it? When you feel the electrical connection with your twin flame. Do it, beloved ones. I promise you, there is no more fulfilling relationship, no more fun than to have your best sidekick, your best friend, right there with you, talking with you, enjoying, beaming on you with great love and pleasure. This is what we feel toward you. And it's what we hope you feel toward us. We open our hearts to accept the messages that you send to us. And when it's a message like we just heard from Nadine, it tickles us all to hear such joy and pleasure and anticipation. We love you all. We wish you a glorious, glorious new year. Hold on to your hats, dear friends, for it is going to be a glorious roller coaster ride with lots of laughs, lots of fun to be had. Thank you for inviting us here. Thank you for taking us into your hearts and into your homes and into your lives. It means so much to us to be here with you, to feel your presence. Yes, it's just as important to us as it is to you. We are so tickled when we feel you calling to us. All of us, we celebrate when we hear your voices. We hope that you will do the same. And so, to all of you, happy, happy, happy new year. We can't wait to talk with you again in the new year. We will be back in the coming Wednesdays to speak with you, and we'll have more of our archangels and our masters to come and speak with you too. Blessings to all of you, beloved, beloved ones. Namaste all, and Happy New Year. I am your Sananda.
Mm-hmm.